Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The swarm towels are back. Are back. Not the rags. The swarm towels.
The rally rags.
There you go. No, with the towels.
Get
they're
them
back.
The rally
well.
Rags spinning around.
I don't think that's a good way to go. So, come on out, hang out with us. A lot for you to get your hands on and win. All you got to do is fill your name out, put it in our raffle box, that's set up right here next to us, and you'll have a chance to win. All right, I see some people already responding off of the tease, and I am really interested in getting people's thoughts on this. I said on the tease, if they somehow don't win this game, even though I've guaranteed it, if they somehow do not beat the Chargers and their season ends tomorrow at NRG, would you consider this a failure or would you consider this a disappointment? This is based off last year. They won 10 games just like they did last year, won the AFC South just like they did last year. I think a lot of people's expectations were them taking the next step and moving beyond where they got last year. Would you consider this a failure or a disappointment if they lose?
Disappointment, without a doubt.
Yeah, not failure.
I mean, 10 games, you get back in the playoffs again. Year two, DeMeco Ryans. Year two of C.J. Stroud. I can tip my cap to that. But I think overall, it's a disappointment. Context matters here. You're right now 1-5 against playoff caliber football teams. If you lose this week, you'll be 1-6. A couple of those games were lopsided as hell. You're no closer right now to competing for a championship than you were last year in CJ's rookie year and DeMeco Ryans' first year. In fact, you could literally say you're further away because you didn't win a first-round playoff game. So I think context matters, and the way in which it all goes down, I think is important. And the way that this season went and how you got to 1-5 versus the playoff caliber teams is it matters. And I think there's some you lose tomorrow, the Texans lose tomorrow, there's some major question marks about what the future looks like for a handful of guys.
All right, so Clint's more disappointment than failure. I see some people texting in, it would be a disappointing failure. I think people have just combined them both. I've seen that for multiple failure or disappointment. I would lean towards it being a great second season for CJ and DeMeco. I choose neither of your choices. Okay. If the Texans lose tomorrow, it's an absolute failure considering the expectations. Stroud would need to take a good look in the mirror. Not a failure, but a big, huge disappointment. Key injuries and CJ not making any progression sets us back. Someone texted in, win or lose, it's a disappointment. I'm like, well, hell. Okay, hold on. They win. This season could turn out anyway. I don't know if they win, we can go disappointment yet. They win, they're in the same exact spot they were last year. But to go on with the person said, it's a disappointment because there was no progress shown throughout the season to give me any hope for the future. That's Ocho, absolute failure for people coming in. And when you say context matters, I agree with you. I think context matters. I think there was a part in the season where, especially when it came to the injuries, where I just felt like the expectation shifted to me from contender to, hey, man, we're just going to take away, Diggs for the year, Petrie for the year. We're going to take away now Tank late for the year. We're going to take away a lot of it. We're going to have you miss 5.5 games from Nico. I just think for me it's more disappointing. I personally, Clint, never felt like they were quite at the Ravens, Chiefs, Bills level. Even coming into the year, it felt like they were a year away from really competing. I thought Diggs and them put them in the conversation when they added that and Danielle Hunter and stuff. But I never thought they were to that level. So to me, it's not a fit. Like, when I consider a failure, to me, I think if Buffalo or Baltimore don't make a Super Bowl, this season was a failure.
Don't make a Super Bowl?
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl, I think for what their where their expectations are, and maybe less Buffalo from the season because maybe they thought, but in the middle of the season, they became one of the better teams. Like the Lions, the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs. I think to me, those teams, if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, I think it's a failure. And I don't think that the Texans are on that level. To where, hey man, they got in. They you know did what they did last year. They're going through this year with costly injuries. I know it's an excuse, but it's also there. Costly injuries that have held them back. And obviously, as you said, they're poor play. There's been some steps back from the quarterback and the coordinator. So for me, I don't go all the way to just nothing was accomplished and it's a failure. To me, it's more. I'd leave. I don't know about you, Tyler. I just leave away just disappointed to me.
I mean, it's hard for me to.
Oh, I know.
To not use that word. I mean, this was. I mean, we saw all the talking heads. We ourselves are talking heads, and there was a certain level of expectations going into this season that involved the word Super Bowl. So, man, I do feel it in me if that were to happen, but.
Yeah, because I get you, and I get someone texting you're taking a step back from what you did last year if you lose this game, and the expectations were that it would be better. But I do think, I mean, there's some things that happened in this year that to me explain why you're here. Not all of the reasoning, but explain why you're here. All right, as we said, failure, disappointment, where you are on that, you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Shout out to Derek Stingley, who made first-team All-Pro. And, boy, Clint, as you know, he did it in the perfect time. The perfect time when that contract comes up, baby. Got it in the perfect moment where he's first-team All-Pro, and now he can get a new deal. He has been really, really good this year. There have been moments. He's had moments, especially against the Dolphins, where he stepped up. But it was always a deal of, all right, if he is healthy, what kind of guy are you getting? If he stays 100% healthy, what are you getting? And we are seeing all pro level. We're seeing him and Patrick Surtain were the two corners in a year where there are some really good corners out there.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. He deserves every bit of this. I mean, he is the when you go into games, two things. When you go into games and your defensive coordinator, everybody that covers a game of football and everybody that plays a game of football at the NFL level right now knows Derek Stingley, if need be, can shadow any player in football right now. And that's a big ask. I mean, that is a one hell of a thing to be able to say and not check up about a corner. I think Derek Stingley's in that company right now. And then the second part of that is when you go a year and you make some big time clutch plays that are shown all week long on SportsCenter and everything else, then folks sit back and take notice. And he did that multiple times this year, and rightfully so. He's an all-pro corner.
Yeah, big for him. Derek Stingley Jr., shout out to you. Tyler, help me out here. If you could find it, what's the contract for the highest paid, the biggest contract we've seen for corners? Do you think Stingley is? Do you think he should go at the top of the list? I mean, it would be a deal of his turn.
Cheryl,
I know Cheryl, help us out. I know Patrick Surtain got a big deal. I know Jalen Ramsey is still high up there.
Is the question should he?
You think he? Yeah, absolutely. You think the Texans are now going to have the highest paid corner? You think that's the route?
Absolutely. I mean, if we're going to play the $55 to $60 million a year game to quarterbacks that ain't pissed a drop, relatively speaking, then yes, Derek Stingley Jr. should be the highest paid corner in football. Yes.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, are you comfortable? Are you comfortable with paying him the as the highest paid corner? He had injury things, but again, this is a year where he has shown to be healthy, and when he's been healthy, he has shown that he can get those honors.
Jalen Ramsey holds that top spot.
Still? Damn. How much is Jalen making?
Yes, with the Dolphins, $24.1 million in total compensation, just edging out Patrick Surtain with the Broncos, who was at an even 24 in total comp.
Because him, Stingley, Sauce Gardner, who's they're all in the same draft. Trent McDuffie, they're all in the same draft. Trent McDuffie, second team All-Pro this year. He was first team All-Pro last year.